Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah Asar being learned with Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezach Refan, Receiving Hagon, Bikar of Mamish. And now we're going to discuss who the Dayanim are allowed to be. Amar Loi, let's say one of the litigants, one of the Balidinim, said to the other one, Neman Olai Abba, my father is trusted to be a Dayan. I trust my father that he could judge properly for us. Neman Olai Avicha, or I trust that your father could be a Dayan. Now we know that according to the Torah, these are Pasul Dayanim. But still, this fellow says, don't worry, I trust him. Or he says, Neman Olai Shalashirai Bakar, three herdsmen. They take care of cattle all day. I trust them to be our judge. Rameir says, Yachal Achzer Bay, he could be Chayzer, meaning they are allowed to sit and judge the case. However, even after they paskin one way or the other, he's allowed to go back and say, you know what, I want this to be judged by proper Dayanim, because really, it's not binding. Whereas Chacham say, any Yachal Achzer Bay, he can't be Chayzer, he can't go back. Once they paskin, then they judge, they said, you're Chayv, you're Pater, then it's his tough luck, and he can't be Chayzer. Asamar Machakas, Hay Chayv Chaver Shvua, let's say one person was Chayv another Shvua. He had to make an oath to him, Barmalai, and the other fellow told him, you know what, you don't have to make a Shvua. Darli b'chai roishcha, just make a nether to me by the life of your head. Meaning he didn't require him to make a proper shvuah in Bezdin using Shem Hashem and holding on to a chefetz of Kedusha, usually it's a sefer Torah. He just said, make a nether to me. So Rameir says, Yachal Achzer Bay, he could be chayzer and say, you know what, I don't like this whole nether that you made, I don't trust it, I want you to make a real shvuah. Whereas the Chacham say over here as well, in Yachal Achzer Bay, he can't be chayzer. Once the person made this nether, no going back and saying, you know what, you have to make a shvuah. On to Mishnah Gimel, Ve'ilu and Apsulin, the following people are puzzled to be Dayanim and Edim. Number one, Hamasacha B'Kovya is usually translated as those who play with dice. Basically, this is somebody who gambles. And the reason why he can't be a Dayan or an aid is because he isn't involved in anything gainful or productive. He's not an expert in business and isn't a Yari Shemayim, so we can't trust him. Vamav B'Ribis, someone who lends with interest. This is Usur, and we can't trust him either. Mafricha Yainim, those who race pigeons. V'Sachrei Shvias, those who do business with Shemitah produce, which is not allowed. All these people are not trusted to be Dayanim or Edim. Now, Rav Shimon tells us, Patchila, Hayukarin Oisan Oisvei Shvias. Originally, they used to call them those who gather produce of Shemitah to store it. One's not allowed to store Shemitah produce in excess of what they need. And originally used to say that even Oisvei Shvias are possible to judge and to give Eidos. However, Mishrabah Anosin, once the situation increased, the people against their will had to do this because of very high taxes, so they needed to gather Shemitah produce to pay taxes, it became not a problem. Now Rabbi Yehuda comments on the first one of the psulim, Mesachim Kovya, a guy who gambles. Amosai, when is it that he's possible to judge and to be an aid? Bismach Inlan Umnos Elahi. If that's the only thing they do, this guy just sits all day and gambles, and he does absolutely nothing else. He has no gainful employment, no job, no craft, no skill, no nothing. If they have some sort of other omnis, they have a craft, they're involved in something, they have a job, they do something useful with their lives, and maybe in their spare time they gamble, Karen, they are kosher. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalal and Hey, continuing to discuss who are Apostle Dayanim and Edim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.